Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now, the new episode for today. It's also titled, What Others Think of You is None of Your Business. And I'm going to tell you a little bit why I've chosen this topic. For decades, I have listened and obeyed to what others said, as that was the way I was raised. The more I'm growing in mindset, the more I realize that this came with many limiting beliefs from my past, my parents' past, yet has absolutely nothing to do with today. With many years of studying now, growing and learning, I know I am qualified to talk about it, as I have way more hours of experience than I can count. My name is Denise Thompson, and today I am sharing from my heart and in combination with an article written on November 25th, 2020 by Alpha Wiser. What others think of you is none of your business. When we hear that, we kind of cringe, don't we, a little bit? So let's see what they defined and then what I found about it. Most human beings live their life in thinking about others' opinions and waste their precious moments. But does someone else's opinion, thought process matter a lot to you and affect the decision you make in your life? If yes, then one day you will for sure regret that you gave unwarranted importance to the opinions of others, and at that time you are not able to change anything in your life anymore. So, if you wish to live your life happily, then from now on, stop giving unnecessary importance to others in your life. It is then that you will realize the prosperous changes in your life. And this paragraph has been so awakening for me just recently. I mean, it's been over the last couple of months that when I talk to people about certain things and I share my concerns and my fears and my inadequacies and not feeling competent and being afraid and whatnot. And we just have a normal conversation. People go, what are you afraid of? You are a pro at what you're talking about. You said, let me tell you what I heard. You said, 1, 2, 3, and they start telling me things. And I go, I didn't say that. Oh, yes, you said it loud and clear. So what did that mean to me? Actually, a lot. Because for that particular reason, not having been myself, not having felt I was in control of my life, because I always did what my parents asked me to do without question, because they were my parents and I was supposed to respect them. So they meant well, but they didn't know what we know today. So I moved from far, far, far away to the U.S. And now, at a later age, in my late 60s, I am learning. I have a lot more inside of me that I need to let out and help others with. Because I remember from 10 years old, I always went to help people. And actually, just about everything I've done in my life was about helping people. But I never stepped outside of the comfort zone to do a little bit more because I was afraid my parents or somebody else wouldn't approve of it. That's it. Enough's enough. So the next paragraph says, be independent and self-sufficient. God bestows you such a precious gift that is your life, so don't waste it in thinking what others think of you and start living an independent life where Everything is about you and your choices. So important. Because you live a peaceful life, you need to live it independently where you can feel free. That's something I never did. Life is not about living in numerous restrictions and pressure about what others think of you. Rather, it's about living your life your way. How would you like to live it? You need to decide, do that. Decision does not depend upon what others think of you, because nobody will give you food to eat and clothes to wear. So don't live under the control of others' opinions and let your mind and heart divide what you wish to do in your life. And that makes me think of when I was still as a child back home, or even a young adult, when we went to do certain things on a Sunday, my dad always says, "You can't do that. Think what the neighbor would think." And I go, "Who cares? I mean, I want to go play outside. I want to have fun, right? Or I want to do this or I want to do that." He goes, "No, you can't do that. You need to think of what the neighbor is thinking of you." And I go, "Wow." So I realized this was haunting me till recently. I've had pretty darn good life the last 40-some years over here, and I've had the opportunity to spread my wings and learn more, and I have been encouraged to do that. Did I do it? Sometimes, not always. And why? Because that old chatter, that old upbringing, these old limiting beliefs were stopping me. They were instilling a fear in me that I could not let go of. Well, now's the time to let it go. So it continues, however, if you gave the guiding or power of your life in someone else's hands, then you would never live a peaceful life. That's what I realized. God gives you such a precious gift. Start giving it importance by deciding for yourself and with your own choice. The day when you stop thinking about others' opinions and make every decision on your own, you will realize how beautiful life is, and even you can live a peaceful life. Isn't that a wonderful promise? I am treasuring it because I'm there now that I realize, oh yeah, I can do it. And I have so many people who are supporting me, who are loving me, and the others I'm kind of trying to stay away from, which is the next one, the next paragraph. Detach yourself from others' opinions. Indeed, the one who loves you would never try to control your decision. And if you are giving much importance to the words of society, then you are merely wasting your precious time on them, because it's a human tendency to talk behind your back and spread a lot of rumors. So despite giving importance to such words, start giving importance to the words your heart says to you. Listen to your heart. That's what I'm doing. And man, it feels good. It feels like a whole transformation. And I'm at the beginning of the new journey. And it's so exciting. So I want to give you the same choice. The consequence of taking your decision based on the thinking of others will always prove to be wrong. So if you wish to take your life on the right path, then first do whatever your heart and soul allow you to do. You need to understand one fact, that it's your life and you should be the one who controls all the decisions of your life. However, it is true that whatever you do in your life, whether right or wrong, will always be questionable. So don't try to answer those questions. Rather, start ignoring such vague questions that don't have value in your life. So that reminds me of last week when I posted something in a group. It took me 3 or 4 days to craft the post carefully, and I was quite vulnerable. And I shared exactly the way it happened. And somebody who doesn't know me had advice for me. Not very nice advice. They called me a fraud. They accused me. They said they didn't know. They assumed that, blah, blah, blah. And then they said they would never want to work with me because I wasn't working with integrity. That was all the opposite way. And I said, you know what? It hurts. But am I going to go and make a big scene in that group? No, I'm not. So I just private messaged the person and said, I'm glad you got to vent. However, I'm sorry to say your information is everything with 100% integrity, as does the company. And I got one more response, which I'm not going to share. And I made a choice after the accusations, and I'm not saying everything because I don't want to regurgitate. I made the choice that I need to free myself from that negative, from this negative person. So I blocked her and deleted her out of my friend space, or so she cannot write to me again. If she does in the group, I will just ignore it. So I have learned to work above the line and be positive despite the negative impact and just let it go. And the more I learn to do that, the better off I am. So, what did I say? Okay. Yeah. Keep surrounding yourself with positivity. I'm sure you've heard the saying, you are the average of the five people you most surround yourself with. So, if you surround yourself with five people, two of them are very positive, two of them are very negative, and one is kind of wishy-washy in between. Who are you? That makes you kind of like the wishy-washy in between. Is that who you want to be? No. So let go of the negative ones. That doesn't mean you can't talk to them anymore. It just means you don't engage in negative comments. Just let that go. When it's positive, you comment. So they can still be your friends, but with the choice that you make that serves you and everybody else. So it is important to maintain a distance from that person who always has a habit to throw excessive words for every decision you make in your life and keep your life peaceful. To live a harmonious life, you need to surround yourself with positive things or positive people, and you should stay far away from that person who consistently has a habit of backstabbing. Such a person is the most negative aspect in your life, who never wishes for your welfare and merely tries to hamper the peace. However, one of the seven laws of peaceful living is to stay away from such a person who always bombards ugly words and opinions in your life. Keep your life peaceful where you can and live it in your way. If you start keeping with your surroundings positive, you will be able to grow and progress and realize peace of mind. Oh, yeah, and it feels so good because no one wishes to limit its growth. And once you bestow much importance to others' opinions, your development will automatically stop. So don't make it constant and stay positive about what you do rather than what others think of you, because it's their business and not yours. So pretty cool, huh? And then there are seven laws of peaceful living. One. Make peace with your past so it doesn't spoil your present. So that's what I'm learning actually right now with a course with Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins. And the past is there to learn from. It doesn't mean you have to bury everything, but you can learn from it and move on and grow through it. The second one is what others think of you is none of your business. And that was an interesting one. I had to read that one several times because, again, as I said, my dad always says, what would the neighbor think? But it's really not our business to concern ourselves what anybody else thinks. as long as we're authentic and true to ourselves. Because if we were to do that, they wouldn't have a job. The third one is time heals almost everything. Yes, I've been gone for a long time from the people who love me most and were the most negative ones to people who love me and are more positive. And what a difference it makes. It's amazing. Number four, no one is responsible for your happiness except you. It's your choice. It's your decision. And when do you make that decision? For me, it's always first thing in the morning when I wake up. I say my prayers and I wake up with an attitude of gratitude. And I choose to be happy because I know that my day progresses much better and more fruitfully and more productively when I'm happy than when I'm frowning over something. So it's a conscious choice. Five, don't compare your life to others. You have no idea what their journey is all about. Very true. If you want to compare yourself to anybody or anything, do it to yourself. What have you learned? Where have you grown from last week to this week, or from last month to today, or from last year to today, or over the last several years to today? Those comparisons are healthy to see how you scaled up, how you have improved, but never to anybody or anything else. Stop overthinking. It's okay to not allow, to not know all the answers. And it actually feels good once in a while to say, you know what? What an amazing question. Let me get back to you because I don't have the answer. I will need to research that. Or let's do it together and talk again, like tomorrow at such and such time. Don't leave it hanging out there or nothing gets done. Always make sure you set a follow-up date with a time. So both of you know where you want to go and what you want to do, you know. But quite often it's better if both people who are talking talk about it and figure it out what's actually changing and what makes a difference. And then there is more growth in both of them. And seven, smile. You don't own all the problems in the world. So leave some problems to the other people. You don't need to do everything. So what does this have to do with getting healthy? Well, remember, I always said that in order to be healthy, you need to have three balanced things. It's kind of like the farmer on the stool that he sits to milk the cow, the three-legged stool. If one leg is too short, what happens to the farmer? He tumbles over. So we need to do the same with our lives. We need to have balance in mindset, in a healthy body, and in healthy finances. And it works. See, when we have a healthy mindset, our body is usually healthy. And when our body is healthy, we are not going to the doctor. We are not having to buy medicine. We are not having to go through tests that cost us money out of pocket and whatnot. And we feel much better about ourselves. So that's why I always say a healthy, positive mindset creates health. A negative mindset causes illness. Doing what we are called to do, are passionate about, and get to help others live a better life is what makes us stand out. Take uncomfortable actions and lead by example. No holding back. Living out loud to reach more people and help them in ways only you can with your experiences. So that is such a great lesson that we learned. And I want to read just a quick story. It's a short one written by Eleanor Roosevelt. And it says, remove the chains that bind you. Because you could say negative beliefs or limiting beliefs are chains. And Eleanor Roosevelt said, remember, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. In order to build a dynamic team, we have to be unleashed. We all have excess baggage that we desperately need to let go of. We have all made mistakes in the past, made poor judgment calls, harbored ill feelings towards others, hurt someone, or been hurt by someone. The only person who gets hurt by holding on to this baggage is ourselves. It is like a snake bite. It is not the bite that kills you. It's the venom that infects your system. Mary Pickford described it best. If you have made mistakes, even serious ones, there is always another chance for you. What we call failure is not the falling down, but the staying down. Women can be the most passionate and emotional people around. That is what makes us so unique. It reminds me of one of our teammates, Marcella Ziegler. 10 years ago, she came from Colombia, South America, and could barely speak English. She grew up very poor with many siblings. She was raised in a house with no running water and slept on a dirt floor. Even though she grew up in horrible circumstances, she left her past behind. She came to the United States, learned English, got a job, went to college and graduated, and then met her husband, who works with our company. She went from feeling no self-worth and no support from friends or family to totally transforming herself. She went on to work side by side with her husband in business and building one of the most successful teams in our company. When you meet her, she exudes gratitude and friendliness. She harbors no bad feelings of her past. She literally removed the chains that bound her. Viktor Frankl said it best in Man's Search for Meaning. He said, we who lived in the concentration camps can remember the people who walked through the huts comforting others, giving away their last piece of bread. They may have been few in number, but they offer sufficient proof that everything can be taken from a person but one thing, the last of their freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. What do you need to let go of in your life in order to achieve your dreams? I think that's pretty powerful, isn't it? And so this too is talking about the healthy mind, and it goes back to health in itself. So what I would like to do here is offer you guys a couple of gifts that have to do with healthy mind, healthy body, and maybe even healthy finances. And the first one is a free health goal strategy session where I help you analyze the three, the healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, and see where you would like to improve and then hone in on it with you. And the other one is to send you a healthy health newsletter via email. It's e-health newsletter that has always a healthy recipe and some healthy information and an activity in there to kind of keep you uplifted for the week. So if you would like either one of them or both, please do let me know. Send me an email to coachdenise@ctdigest.net, and it's in the transcript, so you can actually highlight it, copy and paste it into the URL to send me the email, and make sure that your first three letters in the subject line are capitalized as B for Bruno, BTR, Blog Talk Radio. So I fish it out of the spam folder, because all first mail emails in Gmail go into the spam folder. I'm inundated with thousands of emails a day, so I'm just looking for BTR. If I see it, I pull it out to read it and respond. If there is no BTR and you just start talking, it gets lost. It gets out with the spam folder, gets cleaned out. So I hope I brought you a little bit of value. And to close, I want to read you one more thing. And it's called, Words Dream What You Want to Dream. Go where you want to go. Be what you want to be. Because you have only one life and one chance to do all the things you want to do. May you have enough happiness to make you sweet, enough trials to make you strong, enough sorrow to keep you human, enough hope to make you happy. The happiest of people don't necessarily have the best of everything. They just make the most of everything that comes along their way. The brightest future will always be based on a forgotten past. You can't go forward in life until you let go of your past failures and heartaches. When you were born, you were crying, and everyone around you was smiling. Live your life so at the end, you're the one who is smiling, and everyone around is crying. It says it's anonymous, so there's no author mentioned. But I hope that too gave you just a little bit of hope, some inspiration, some courage to go out and do and be your very best and give your very best so you will never have any regrets. Also want to wish you all a very happy, healthy, blessed, and safe 4th of July weekend. Make sure you stay safe and reflect on what the 4th of July stands for. Be grateful for the people who gave their lives for us so we can live and be happy and healthy. So I wish you all the best. Have a happy week. Stay empowered. And until next week when we meet again.